Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Hello to all under the sound of my voice. Today we would like to continue our series on why do Christians suffer. And our reason today will be God teaches us through suffering. Our scripture will be coming from Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8. And it reads as follows. It says, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And that scripture is talking about Jesus Christ learning obedience by the things which he suffered. Now, we know that Jesus Christ did not sin. So why did he have to suffer? One, he suffered simply to learn obedience. Folks, get this and get it now, that if we are not obedient to the word of God, we will suffer. Why are we suffering? Is God trying to teach you compassion? Have you not shown any compassion and God has to put you in a place where you yourself need compassion? Are you not patient? God will send us to the school of suffering to learn patience. And as we already said, that he does it so that we can learn obedience. The Bible says, if we love him, keep his commandment. Hebrews 2:10 says this, for it became him for whom are all things and by whom are all things, and bringing many sons into glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. God is forming you to the image of his son. And sometime it takes the fiery trial to bring us out of the furnace. And when we come out, we'll be like pure gold. Remember, it's only a test you're going through. So hang in there, Christian. The next thing we want to talk about, the ministry of suffering. The ministry of suffering. People don't think that the suffering can be a ministry. I'll show you how. The Bible says this. It says in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 to 9, it says, unless I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of revelation, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. And most gladly, therefore, I would rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. And we see that Paul was a special apostle, given much revelation. But God, in his infinite wisdom, gave Paul a thorn in the flesh to keep him humble, to let him know that, hey, I'm running the show. Hey, you still need to rely on me. And Paul suffered throughout his ministry with this thorn in the flesh. He besought the Lord three times and said, Lord, remove this thorn in the flesh. But the Lord simply said, no, my grace is sufficient for thee. Is God saying that to you, dear listener? Have you besought the Lord, said, Lord, remove this. But maybe it is your ministry of suffering to glorify the Lord in the midst of the battle, in the midst of the fire. You still need to praise the Lord, because the things that you're going through may comfort others. 2 Corinthians 1:3 says this, blessed be God, even the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and a God of all comfort, who comforted us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Take what you're going through and use it to glorify God. And then when others can see what you're going through, you will give them strength to praise God in the midst of the fire. Remember, praise is what you do. God bless.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.